In the land of the free.
Of what happened in 1971 when the U.S. went off the gold standard, the rise of the options market, the rise of the volatility formula, the rise of the speculator, the rise of a fiat currency, which led to the crash of 87. And then the day after the crash of 87, we had the second shoe drop, which was the Presidential Working Group on Finance Markets with Greenspan, Reagan, and Rubin got together, and the U.S. did something that really just broke all the checks and balances in the financial markets. They started to actually buy and sell S&P futures contracts themselves as a way to, quote unquote, manage the market. So free market capitalism on that day, October 20th, which was a weekend when they had that meeting, died. So that was really the end of America. It didn't happen this year or last year or with Bush. It happened on October 20th when it was Reagan, Rubin, and Greenspan. That was the end of America because they went completely through any pretense of a free market capital system, and they just started to trade the market themselves in a very Soviet era communist Politburo like that, which was a weekend when they had that meeting, died. That was the end of America. It's taken 5 or 6 years to form the true basis for a complete and utter collapse of the American economy. And this is, as we've been saying on this show, it's good for two reasons. Number one, you're taking out the biggest carbon abuser in ecological economy, which has a net benefit. Number two, you're decapitalizing the worst exporter of human rights abuses and torture in the world.